It's a chilly start to the new week. Good Monday morning. This is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. The time is 9:04. Driving over the government bridge connecting Arsenal Island and downtown Davenport is not an option beginning today. The reason it will be closed today and for several months is to make way for a traffic circle at the base of the bridge on the Iowa side. The bridge will be closed to motorists but will remain open to bikers and pedestrians. Also in Davenport, look for lane reductions from time to time on Division Street between Central Park Avenue and Dover Court. In sports yesterday, number 1 Drake beat number 3 Missouri State 76-65 to win the championship of the Missouri Valley Conference Women's Basketball Tournament, that at the Vibrant Arena at the Mark. And the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team has found out where they will begin their run to the NCAA tournament. It'll be Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City this Saturday. They'll play the winner of the Holy Cross and UT Martin game. Those teams play on Thursday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, mostly cloudy to start with sunshine this afternoon, high near 39. Gusty winds tonight, mostly clear, low around 26. And for Tuesday, sunny, breezy with a high near 59. Coming up on Think, the current anti-tax movement can trace its origins to a seemingly innocuous property tax cap in California. The history of how we got into the enormous partisan divide that we see today about taxation and how race and class play into it. That's at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to the BBC News Hour.